Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seems like yesterday we were at Wrigley Field.
Right.
Sitting out there, you're going on that crazy tour.
It was cold.
It was a little bit chilly.
It was more than a little bit chilly. I was like, these boxes are meant for summertime.
That's right. We were sitting out in the boxes. That's right. I forgot about that. But look, wow, so much has happened for you. How do you reflect on your path since then, since Jackie Robinson and James Brown and Thurgood Marshall and... It's amazing.
I just feel blessed, man. That's the best way to put it, you know. I know it's not a normal thing for a person to get to play these roles, so you know, I relish and cherish each one of them. So it's an amazing path.
Yeah, do you carry like a certain amount of I guess responsibility, you know, when you're telling these stories of these very historic figures, and even really Black Panther, this very legendary figure as well that's treated in such a historic way in this movie, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you don't sleep much, you know what I'm saying? You're definitely, you know, you have to be a workaholic, and you have to carry it with you in ways that you probably wouldn't normally have to. If the portrayals in the movies weren't so important, you know, I know it's going to be important to people because it's a hero. Like if you're talking about the past roles, those are people's heroes. They're icons. They're you know, people pattern their lives and their decisions off of them. And so and with this is history. This is history is being made with this film. I think everybody knew that, and so you're not portraying history; you're making it.
Making history,
and you know, I think everybody that
because of the sense of self identity.
Well, because
for Black people in this movie is that what you're talking about?
I feel like you know, this could have been a superhero movie, just a regular superhero movie.
Right.
They didn't, you know, it's not necessarily intentionally trying to touch on sociopolitical issues, but it is dealing with them inside of Wakanda's story. And so when you see what this is and you see what the cast is and the amount of resources that Marvel was putting into this, I think we knew that it was something special, you know, and everybody showed up each day knowing what role they had to play.
Yeah, but there was something heavy.
Yeah.
But on the lighter side of it all, I always ask actors, you know, who do their first superhero movie. I know you've played this character before, but how much chafing was there in the costume? Was it like on a scale of 1 to 10 chafing?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Uncomfortable? Was it uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Really, okay, really believe it with that.
To put a number on it,
it probably varied from day to day.
It varies. That's exactly what I was about to say. You get what I'm saying?